brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are on the best thing on at 2 a.m.
Well, that's because they got rid of the Karate Kid at that time. They moved it.
You know.
You never get rid of Karate Kid.
I know you guys are like boomers, but you need to like look into this whole streaming thing. You can watch anything at 3 a.m. these days.
That's the problem.
It's more special when you can.
That's the problem.
I'm still watching VHS.
Maybe
tapes.
Not the triple X rated stuff, Brent.
I mean, think about it this way: like, you know, when you see a Star Trek episode and you just download it, you watch it anytime. That's one thing. But if you're flipping through channels in a strange city somewhere, and there's Captain Kirk. It's a special day.
You leave it on that channel.
Exactly. It's a special day. It makes it more special. Well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today are Made Man Brent.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. And good old boy Justin.
Good morning. Awesome to be in the basement again.
And good old boy Harm.
I'm excited to be here, Bob.
You should be. It's a pretty good day. So our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, pretty much anything else you can drink. And the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today, we have from Yoichi, the Yoichi Single Malt Japanese Whiskey 10-Year-Old.
Yes.
The Larceny Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon number A123. Yes, I know we're getting to A123 this far into the year. I'm sorry. The Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey 10-Year-Old Batch 2. The Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey 12-Year-Old Batch 1. From Old Potrero, we have the Old Potrero Single Barrel Straight Rye Whiskey, the Old Potrero Rye Whiskey Sherry Cask Finish, the Old Potrero Rye Whiskey Port Cask Finish, and last, from Heaven's Door, we have their Bootleg Series 4 11-Year-Old Whiskey. So, we're going to ask Justin, against all of our better judgment, to tell us what the sips ratings are.
We have better judgment?
Well, we used to, but then we started drinking. We started having Justin do the sips ratings, and then it all went out in the window. So take it away, Justin.
Okay. Well, today we have Mr. Miyagi from Karate Kid.
No, we don't.
One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
Water.
Not buying it.
Drink water.
Two sips.
That's more Japanese than him, yeah.
Nice. Well, what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Three sips. Three sips.
Just messing with him.
Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another, Daniel-san.
That's classified.
Five sips. Oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my goodness! Oh my...
The Japanese anime girls liked it, so at least, yep. You know.
So it's one out of five.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
You know, they'll do anything for money, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, we are in America.
All right. Well, we're going to have Harm tell us about our first whiskey.
Well, thank you, Bob. I really appreciate the opportunity today. This is Nikko Whiskeys.
So exciting.
Yoichi Single Malt. And this is a 10-year-old. Nikko Whiskey Distilling Company was founded by Masataka Takatsuru, the father of the Japanese whiskey industry.
Yeah, man.
He first produced in 1940. Actually, he first produced for another company named Yamazaki. before that, in 1923. Mm-hmm. This was started in 33, and in 1940, Nikki Whiskey started producing the Ratchet Whiskey. Ratchet released the whiskeys. This continues the legacy set forth by Takatsuru, guided by his philosophies. Variations of malt whiskey distilled at Nika's two distinct distilleries, the Yoichi and the Miyagikyo, and grain whiskeys distilled in coffee stills remain the core pillar of Nika's complexity and creativity. This is a single malt, though. There's no grain whiskey involved. The Yoichi single malt 10-year-old marks a return for the distillery to traditional age statements. It's been about 10 years since I've seen an age statement Nika. Nika is releasing this expression to commemorate 10 buildings located within the Yoichi distillery site that received special designation from the Japanese government as important cultural properties in February 2022. A historical nod to Nika whiskey's remarkable contribution to Japanese whiskey. That was also the year that Masahiro Takatsuru got married to mm-hmm. Rita, his Scottish wife.
Mm-hmm.
He learned how to make whiskey in Scotland, came back to Japan.
Changed it all.
Changed everything. So the Yoichi single malt 10-year-old will be released annually in limited quantities. And thank you, Bob, for getting this, because it's not in Florida yet officially. And this is the first taste. The color is a beautiful gold. And on the nose, my initial notes were, it's all about peach and apple blossom and melon. Then I got candied melon rind and a hint of chocolate. And now we've let this sit for about an hour while we were tasting and doing our notes. And I put a little water in there. And I got the fruit's still there. It's actually just gotten bigger in the glass since it's been waiting. But adding water brought out more cherry and vanilla notes, which I didn't get before, and a hint of smoke. On the palate, the first thing that hits is the peat. It's this beautiful peat smoke. And then chocolate-covered fruit. And the finish is medium-long. It's a lot of retronasal smoke coming out. Gorgeous mouth coating. It's delicate and beautiful. It's just one of my favorite Japanese whiskeys ever. And you should get this if you can find it.
Yeah, I wrote bright and fresh. And that's just, you know, even though it's got that little bit of a... that little bit of that peat, that smokiness to it.
You still enjoyed it.
It's, you really enjoy this one. I mean, this is, you have all those fruits that come out, the vanilla, the cherries, the little bit of the flowers that come out on it. It's just a great expression. Creamy mouthfeel. You last forever on your mouth. It's, man, they're doing something right there.
Oh, they don't want to make whiskey. Bob, what do you think?
Well, I'm like you. When I got offered this sample and they said it was a 10-year age statement, I about swallowed my tongue because I can't remember the last time I saw an age stated Nika anywhere. So I was extremely excited to get this, and it did not disappoint. In fact, honestly, it's exceeded my expectations. The nose is absolutely beautiful. Just sweet honey, like white wildflowers.
I got apple blossom. You said, I think, Justin, you said cherry blossom we were drinking?
Yes. Yeah. Cherry blossoms, white peach, and on the palate, it's just, don't think you're drinking an Isla. Don't think you're drinking something with that heavy peat. It's just that wisp of smoke to make it interesting, but you've got that char, like campfire smoke. It's sweet. There's honey. There's burnt toffee in this. There's a little bit of cherry on it. It even with a little water, it just gets better. This is really one of the best ones I've had from Nika in quite some time. And they make great whiskey, so that says a lot. Yeah, if I can find a bottle of this, you can bet your rear end I'm picking it up, because this one's fantastic. What do you think, Justin?
So I got pears, apples, cherry blossoms, tangerines. Felt like I was waking up in Washington, D.C.
You know, when sunrise. You say tangerine, I didn't get all that citrus till now. It's been sitting in the glass. The citrus is there.
The water really brought it. I did a drop of water after we had it open for an hour, and that brought out the tangerine a lot.
Yeah. Very fruity. The whole thing is very fruity with a light wisp of smoke there. It's
yeah, just, the citrus is all up front, like all front palate.
Yeah.
On the palate, I got big, when we first opened it, I got big apples. Nice, gorgeous wood. then different notes come out talking about over the same time.
I'm sorry.
He's describing something else. Big apples and gorgeous wood. Okay.
The finish is beautiful. It's like she gives you just a beautiful kiss goodbye before she leaves. It is just unreal.
And the finish, it stays with you and it stays with you and it stays with you. I mean, it's just so incredibly well done.
That being said, it's still delicate.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. It's
It is the prime example of a Japanese whiskey. It's subtle, it's nuanced, it's feminine, it's layered, it's not in your face.
It's a geisha in a glass.
It's not, it's just
that's a geisha in a glass.
It's good just one. So well done. Applause to these guys. They knocked it out of the park with this one. We're going to be rating the Yoichi Single Malt Japanese Whiskey 10-year-old an extremely well-deserved 5 sips.
Yeah, we did a bunch of Yoichi and Miyagikyo earlier in the year at the when the brand ambassadors were in town. Mm-hmm. You went to that thing too, right?
Yeah.
This is better than what they brought us.
Yeah. Yeah. Not saying that what their regular stuff is fantastic. I mean, I still have a bottle. I keep a bottle of Nika Days, you know, on my shelf at all times because for a very reasonably priced whiskey, you know, that is a non-aged state of whiskey, it's bright. It's like drinking sunshine in a glass. Well, Days
is a blend. It's got that coffee malt.
But it's so well done. Yeah. I mean, for the money, I know at least one of us picked it as Whiskey of the Year that year that it came out. So it shows what they make. They make great whiskey, but wow. Yeah, this Yoichi 10-year is something a little bit more ethereal.
Do we have time to start the next one? We'll talk about this.
We'll just keep talking about this.
All the barley from these whiskeys, most of these Japanese single malts, comes from Scotland. Mm. They don't grow enough barley in Japan to do this.
Yeah.
It's all about rice paddies and corn, I think. But no, not corn, wheat.
Wheat.
Anyway, so their grain whiskey stocks and their malt whiskey stocks come from overseas, but it's all distilled in Japan.
Yep.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we were waxing poetic about the Yoichi 10-year, but let's move on to
waxing
our next
on
whiskey.
Or waxing off?
Depends on which hand.
That's right.
So...
No, Brent.
Don't go there.
Brent,
don't
look on his face.
Go there. So we'll move on to our next whiskey, and our next whiskey is going to be the Larceny Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon. This is the A123. Yes, I know it's late in the year and we're just getting to it. Sorry, but it also came in kind of late.
You know, I'm retail and they sent me A123 in May. Mm-hmm. And we should be getting the B5.
Yeah. Well, this is the A123, which is the first release of 2023. That's 62.9% ABV, 125.8 proof, non-age stated. The A123 is the first release of Larceny Barrel Proof for 23. Following the standard Heaven Hill coating procedure, the first letter of the batch indicates which of that year's releases the bottle was part of, starting with A. With the second digit is the number that determines the month, and the last two are the year that it's released. So this release consists of barrels aged between 6 and 8 years and is non-chill filtered. So mash bill is 68% corn, 20% wheat, 12% malted barley. It's got a beautiful, beautiful old copper penny, sort of burnt bronze color to it. On the nose, this is like walking into a candy shop or like just inhaling a box of Werther's Originals. It's nougat, creamy nougat and caramel. milk chocolate, brown sugar. It's just all sweetness on the nose. On the palate, though, on the palate, boom, just huge, just right in your face. Tannic, but not overly tannic, not drying. Lots of pepper spice, aged tobacco, cigar box, a little bit of old leather. I get sort of that burnt toffee on the finish. Just a huge larceny. I think this is one of the best ones I've had so far. What'd you think?
Oh, Brent? For sure. This is above and beyond some of the other stuff that they have, but you're taking regular larceny and you're just giving it a big kick here. Mm-hmm. This on the nose, that brown sugar, that butterscotch, that candy, you know, that all that sweetness candy coming out on it. And then on the palate, that vanilla, caramel, toffee, the tobacco, pepper. It's just so well blended together. And that creamy mouthfeel. The finish goes on and on. You know, it's what a way to start the day with these two expressions that we had, one after another.
You know, this actually fooled me because I didn't think it would be a wheater.
Yeah,
right. I mean, I know it's a wheater, right. But it doesn't taste like
it. Exactly. It's like,
well, this is always a lighter one. Yeah, and usually we'll do these with Elijah Craig Barrel Proof, and it tends to sort of blow it out of the water because it's an entirely different whiskey. It's a lighter style but this one, oh, nope. Nothing light about this one, baby. Let me tell you, you find one of these still on the shelf, grab it.
Justin, what'd you think?
So this whiskey for me comes on really big, really spicy. And then midway through it, it tastes like someone did a really good job kind of charcoal filtering it, even if it's not charcoal filtered. And it just smooths out by the end. The finish is long, but not as big as the beginning. But this is probably one of the best larceny barrel proofs I've had for a while.
I agree.
So
you know, for me, the spice didn't come out till it sat in the glass for that time we've been talking. And, you know, reviewing. At first, it was all about nougat, caramel, brown sugar, vanilla.
That's because we gave you a neck pour to start off with.
So. yeah, that's what it is.
And that's the thing. Yeah. Neck pour. Anyway. But you know what? On the palate, it's not just candy. It had a really good tannic grip, and I had, like, pipe tobacco.
Yeah.
Pipe tobacco coming out. But now that it's been sitting, on the nose, the spice is there.
Yeah, like aged, damp. Tobacco in a tobacco barn, or that pouch of pipe tobacco, you know, not the flavored stuff, but just the regular, the rich, deal. Old, yeah.
Like my grandfather used to smoke.
Exactly, yeah. Absolutely lovely. It's, you know, this one, I think, again, we've been fortunate to have tried, I think, pretty much every one of the Larceny Barrel Proof releases since they first started, and I swear, I think this is the best one of all.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's...
These go to 11.
Exactly. So we're going to be rating the Larceny Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon number A123, a well-deserved
five sips. Oh my goodness.
Yes! 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 Yes!
What's going on? You think this is one of our fall release shows?
I mean, this is...
To have two that good right off the bat is... Right. That's pretty impressive. So let's go to Justin, have him do our next whiskey.
So we've got Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, 10-year-old batch 2, 48.5% alcohol by volume, or 97 proof. It's 80% corn, 12% malted barley, and 8% rye. So it's hard not to compare this to batch 1. Batch 2, I think, is a lot better. It's just a lot bigger, a lot bolder. It doesn't finish flat. On the nose, I got corn, caramel, toffee, candy corn. On the palate, came through the candy corn again, and I got some coffee ice cream. And the finish was light, but really nice. And it's got just a nice hint of wood to it. They did a really good job with this expression. What did you think, Brent?
Yeah, I enjoyed this one. I think this is better than the batch 1 that they had. I've got to try this one up in Tennessee as well.
And batch one was good.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with batch one.
I don't know how you
guys
remember batch one. I've had so many whiskeys between now and then, I don't remember batch one at all.
I had it at a bar
recently
with one of my neighbors. No, a few years ago.
Well, it could just be.
But it was a.
Could be the brand damage.
Woman used to watch my dog, and she was the bartender. So it was like different place, special people. So
you're having a whole sense memory thing going
on. Yeah.
Me, it was just like another day drinking whiskey.
Yeah.
Hanging out.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of them. But I mean, sometimes you remember particular ones.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you get all the cherries.
I remember batch one. I remember it was good. I liked it.
I paid a lot for it. I had a lot of expectations for batch one, too.
Yeah.
It was okay. But
I liked it.
Well, because I think people like to see the age statement on some of these things. Yes. I think they're expecting more than a regular Jack Daniels.
Oh, and this definitely brings much more.
They're getting it with this.
Vastly much more.
Because you're not, when you taste this, there's no way that you say, oh, this is Jack Daniels.
Yeah, if I handed that to somebody and didn't tell them what bottle it came out of, then a million years they're not going to guess.
Right.
And again, no knock against Jack. I mean, they sell a metric ton of that stuff a minute.
Their 80 proof regular black label
is entirely different.
A different animal.
Yeah, completely
different
animal. It tastes
a lot like a Michter's 10, honestly. Yeah. Like a low barrel entry proof. Is
I'm so happy that they've changed it, Jack, you know, because it was old number 7 and nothing else for the longest time. But now they're opening up and they're getting all of these amazing barrels and all this amazing whiskey that they have that they're not blending down to old number 7. They're letting it stand on its own. And it shows you what really amazing whiskey they've got sitting in the rickhouse.
Oh, yeah.
And they this is amazing on its own, you know. So I get that cherries, the vanillas, that tobacco. It's just a great mouthfeel.
This was a great contrast to the first one, which the other one was all, there was no fruit in the first one. It was candy. Mm. This is fruit, like you said.
Yeah.
Cherry, vanilla.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fruit salad. Yummy, yummy.
But it like still has the, but it's like, it still has those dark candy notes as well.
Mm-hmm.
Some dark fruit too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just an extremely well done. I mean,
huge long finish for me. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna try the water.
It's got just enough tannin on the front. You know, it holds your interest. It's got a pretty good finish on it. You know, well done.
Water didn't help it. Didn't hurt it. Didn't help it.
Yeah,
leave it out.
Yeah, sometimes it's worth a try. You never really know. Well, we're gonna be rating the Jack Daniels. Tennessee Whiskey 10-Year Batch 2. A well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
And with
it's still good, though.
Yeah.
Really good.
Well, you know, normally you don't start a show off with 2.5s. Normally that would be, you know, we'd be peaking at that 4 going, man, this is the best thing we've got on the table. But, you know, fortunately, we're doing well today. So
good day.
Let's have Brent tell us about our next one from Jack.
Thanks, Bob. This is the Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. It says 12-year-old, so 2 years older than what we just had. 53.5% ABV, 107 proof, so a little bit higher of a little bit higher proof on it as well. Another, and it's mash bill's 95% rye, 5% malted barley. So the what happens with that with this is a whole different animal. This is this with the 12-year-old here. It's kicked it up a notch. We're dealing with the color is the same kind of dark golden, copper penny. The on the nose, you get the cherries. You get some tobacco. A little bit of vanilla on there.
Yeah, I'm getting marzipan, which wasn't here earlier.
It's coming out a little bit.
Yeah. I think. The mash bill's wrong. It's on the script. It's that's incorrect.
Okay.
Yeah.
But on the palate, this is a different animal compared to the 10. It just they're so different from each other, and they're the same. Yeah,
I mean, you smell them, and it's like these are from the same place,
right?
Holy cow!
Right, and I don't know if it's, you know, what...
And not that one, you know, well, that one's horrible, but this one's good. I mean, they're both really good. They're just different.
When we were tasting, Bob, you and Brent, both that you don't think you see the same place. But for me, when I smell these side by side, I smell the same place. I think, I would say that these were from the same place.
There's a base there. But if I just handed you one and then hand you to the next one right after that, you'd go, whoa, those are different.
Yeah, well, that's the first initial reaction, but... that cherry and vanilla note with the roasted nuts and the spices, it comes through both. It's just more intense on the 12.
Yeah.
Well, and this one has that deeper tobacco flavor to it as well.
That's the 2 years extra.
Right. I think that's exactly the 2 years that comes through. And the finish just doesn't want to end as well. I mean, I don't know what we're doing starting off the day with four expressions like this. Something's wrong, Bob. What'd you do?
Get out.
Who'd you upset on this one?
Do you have a genie in a bottle somewhere?
Just get out and leave the rest of the whiskey for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's not Jack, but it's Jack. Mm-hmm. Jack is coming out when they're really changing up what people are thinking about what Jack was.
Okay, so now I kind of understand what you're saying, because if you give me the Jack 80 proof old number 7 with these,
you'd never.
I would never. Years. Yeah, you're right.
In a million.
But
years.
I think the 10 and 12 I could recognize.
Yeah.
From coming from the same distillery.
Yeah, yeah, it's an entirely different flavor profile. It's. And again,
how long has it been since you've had old number 7?
Probably not that long. I drink a lot, so you know. Yeah. You know.
Justin, what do you think?
So it's like on the nose, it's like I'm smelling a cherry vanilla Coke and I'm burning a kerosene lamp in the background and just feel like I'm 8 again. It's great.
Camping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Camping and passed out drunk by the fire.
Yeah,
like when you're 8 years old,
I got into daddy's liquor again.
It happens all the time. You know how many times I had to roll him away from the campfire?
Daddy's liquor was not this good.
Your dad didn't spend this kind of money.
No,
that was more like Boone's Farm and maybe the occasional bottle of Crown that one of his reps gave him. So
well, I say the drug companies gave us the best stuff. Yeah. But nothing this good.
Legitimate drug companies.
Yeah, legitimate drug companies.
Not
Pfizer.
Not the kind you're thinking of.
No.
Yeah.
So you should.
They drink better.
You should qualify. Yeah. Daddy was a doctor.
Yeah, it's not the Cali cartel. Yeah.
All right. Lord. We got a rating, sir. Are you done? You're still sipping.
It's just.
He's still nosing that glass.
Yeah, it's so pretty. I mean, it's just it's.
You're violating that glass with your nose.
It's like a dusty tobacco barn. Oh,
does kind of taste like a dusty.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a dustiness to it.
Yeah,
that which tobacco is really comes cool. out that it like cherry pipe tobacco, old dusty wood, but not overpowering, not like an old dusty whiskey. I mean, it's just
they said, "Oh, this was made in 1983."
It doesn't have the funk, but it's got that like old dusty wood.
Yeah,
it's like, and it's different because they did Sinatra, which was really good, but that was more like a Jack than what you would expect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and stuff. And this
that's like
is
Gentleman Jack amped up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And this is different than that. They've managed to improve themselves. Yeah,
Sinatra's
themselves.
Like Jack. Well,
why are we reviewing other whiskeys, man? We got 4 more to go after this.
These go to 11. But yeah, this one's an entirely different animal. It's just it's lovely. So we're going to be rating the Jack Daniel's 12-year-old, a well-deserved 4 sips.
You guys go off on tangents. Sorry. We can't start talking about more Jack. We got 4 left.
Yeah, we're fine. We got plenty of time. All right, so Harm's going to tell us about our next whiskey.
Thank you, sir. So the Old Potero Single Barrel Rye Whiskey is 64.95% ABV or 129.9 proof. It is 8 years and 3 months old. The Old Potero Single Barrel Straight Rye Whiskey is Asian American oak. The wood is air dried for 74 months, and the barrels are fully toasted and charred by hand. 24, sorry.
It'd be really dry.
Yeah.
Yeah, over an oak fire. And the mash is 100% malted rye. Let me say that again. 100% malted rye, not barley. And it's fermented for 4 days and double distilled in the traditional copper pot.
Not regular rye, malted rye.
Malted rye. So it's a beautiful old copper nose, but old copper color, but the nose is where it's at. It is cereal. It's got green and dark at the same time. It's sweet milk chocolate. And rye bread. It's just really interesting. Just the rye bread comes out, the malt is there. I don't know what that, there's a high tone that's kind of sweet. And on the palate, it's creamy. Rich. Rich cream, little citrus underneath, good pepper and heat from the alcohol, and that it's mouthwatering. It doesn't dry you out. It makes you salivate more for another sip. The finish is quite long and sweet, like rye bread, toasted rye bread. Brent, what do you think?
Yeah, I put on the nose, I have malt, and Cheerios.
Yeah.
that's what I put for my nosing on this. And on the palate, I got some white pepper, the malt, and I was like, should I have Cheerios again this morning or what? You know, it just, I was surprised by this because I was thinking, you know, you see 100% rye and you think, okay, well, let's get into that, what we normally know about, but that malt really changes it up.
That's the key word, malted rye.
Right, exactly. So just like Canadian rye is so different, and this really brings out, Bob, you got us another really nice one here. I don't know why
totally
you're holding this
back. My first time tasting Old Potero.
Yeah, it is. I didn't know what I was going to get into here, having these samples here, and I'm like, wow, I'm surprised. I'm happy. Bring me more. Justin?
So I got Brenner on this thing, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. On malt, for breakfast, I got malt. For lunch, I got red pepper and Parmesan cheese like I'd put on pizza. And to be fair, I had that yesterday, so maybe it's just coming back.
That's you. There's no Parmesan cheese here. I'll give you the malt and the red pepper.
Brush your teeth, you animal.
Oh, that's it. And Red Hots on the palate. The palate was really cool. Like this, the flavor migrated all over my tongue, different places. And then I got notes of mint and lemon, and I got a long tobacco finish with this thing.
Yeah, I did get some of that lemon to it as well.
Right
there. Yeah, I didn't mention it, but yeah, when you think about it, it does wander all over your palate.
Right.
Yeah. It's like a hot toddy finish. Pretty cool. So.
What do you think, Bob?
I think this is absolutely lovely. I've had Old Potrero before, some of their past releases over the years. I think I have like a 21-year-old rye somewhere in this house. God knows where it's at. But yeah, this one on the nose, it's creamy, it's delicious, and we'll be back. It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation of riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view. Hey, and we're back, and we're discussing the Old Potrero single barrel straight rye whiskey. On the nose, it's the creaminess. It's cream of wheat. It's fresh rye bread for me. It's not so much
cream
toasted,
of wheat,
but it's that porridge.
It's creamy.
Yeah, it's porridge. That porridge. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Not so much the wheat, but that porridge.
I guess it would be cream of rye, my friend. Yeah. Cream of rye.
And then just on the palate.
That would be a hit. Cream of rye.
Mm. On the palate, it's got just a little bit of tannin on the front just to give it a little bit of an edge, but it's got that bright lemony peel to it on the front, especially on the teeth.
It was somewhere between lemon and orange.
I get that citrusy on the front palate. I get that spiciness. I get that beautiful mouth coating of the malt. And the finish on this thing just goes on and on and on and on. And it's an absolutely fabulous whiskey. I mean, I don't have a lot of experience with Potrero. I've had a few over the years, but not, you know, recently. And when they sent these, I went like, well, great. I want to get Rear Crane with them. Holy
Where did
cow.
They make this?
San Francisco.
Oh, cool.
Yep. So, all right. So please, when you guys are listening next time, send whole bottles. So, yeah, because
these samples were too small, man.
This is San fantastic Francisco whiskey. Treat,
so. I'm coming to see Old Potrero.
Yeah, so we're going to be rating the Old Potrero single barrel straight rye whiskey a well deserved four sips.
That's classified.
So we're going to go to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Brent tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. This is the Old Potrero sherry cask finish straight rye whiskey. 63.23% ABV. It's 126.5 proof. It's 4 years, 3 months. So initially, when you hear 4 years, 3 months, I'm just thinking, like, that's kind of young. But
sounds like a short federal sentence.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Old Potrero sherry cask finished rye whiskey is aged in American oak casks. The wood was air dried for 24 months and the barrels were toasted and charred by hand over an oak fire. The whiskey was then finished in used Oloroso sherry casks. The mash of 100% malted rye is fermented for 4 days and then double distilled in traditional copper pot whiskey stills.
Just like they use at Club Fed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's toilet whiskey. That's different. Yeah.
Pruno.
Yeah, Pruno. That's exactly it, Pruno.
This is kind of the brighter
copper. Did
you lose
copper. A case recently?
Well, it's debatable. I did get paid, so it was okay.
Yeah, so it's a win for him.
Yeah. So lighter copper penny finish on it. On the nose, a lot of fruitiness on the nose. I get that sherry really comes through on the nose that from the cask. On the palate, I get the sherry balance on it with the malt. It just works really well together. And then I get some light pepper. I get some orange on the finish, a little bit of tobacco.
It's gorgeous.
It is. We have three different expressions today that we had, and this was my favorite of the three. Now, between three of us, we each had a different favorite expression when it started off.
I like the original the best.
Right. I like this one, and then we're going to get to the next one, which somebody else liked better.
The original was great, and we all liked it. So long as they don't mess the barrel finish up, it's only going to be as good, if not better. So, yahoo.
Yeah. So
I added water to this one. And I think I'm getting...
See, I added water out of all of them, yes.
See, I didn't add water in all of them. The water, I think, really helped this. I'm getting more your notes. To me, it was more muted without the water.
Yeah. And then what I did afterwards is I took the first one, the second one, the third one, had one sip, one sip, one sip, put them all together, and it's like, ooh, mind blow.
Oh, yeah. I've never heard of this stuff before. It's really good.
I've been hearing about it for years and I've never had it. So yeah, closer to the mic. Thank you.
I'm just fantasizing about sitting on the hills in San Francisco and hand charring these barrels myself. I would volunteer to do it just to have some of this whiskey. They don't need to pay
free me. Labor. They got for some free labor.
Yeah. There you go. Just give me some sourdough bread, you know, so I don't get hungry. Yeah, it'd be great.
Some seafood. We're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're easy to deal with.
Yeah. You know?
So cherries, milk chocolate. What else did you say? You got the
light pepper, some orange, some tobacco notes.
Yeah.
On the first one we had lemon. I didn't get the lemon on this one, but
I got it's got the red fruit more.
Sea salt caramel on it. It's just vanilla, Big Wood.
He keeps talking about Big Wood. It's just those anime girls.
Yeah, he seems a little obsessed with it, right? Honestly. Yeah, this is just
beautiful. I know where the whiskey takes me.
And the thing about it is like a lot of cask finishes, people tend to cover it up with, you know, cask finishes like paint, and it covers it up. You can still, you've got that beautiful malted rye whiskey. And the sherry just enhances it. They took it to the edge and didn't cover it up. They didn't. It's not a sherry bomb. It just boosts it up.
It's balanced. Yeah. They did a good job.
Very, very
it's
well.
It's the malted rye that really kind of
plays well.
Does it? This is like I think this is the first time I've really had a nice malted rye.
Rye before, but people have screwed it up.
Yeah,
this is good.
Yeah, this is well done.
This is pleasantly surprised.
Well, we're going to be rating the Old Potrero sherry cask finished straight rye whiskey a well-deserved four sips.
That's classified.
You guys are doing well. So let's get to the last one that we've got from Old Potrero. So that's the Old Potrero cask finish, port cask finish straight rye whiskey, 65.5% ABV, 131.2 proof, 7 years, 3 months. The port cask finish is aged in American oak casks. The wood was air dried for 24 months, and the barrels were toasted and charred by hand over an oak fire.
That seems like a theme.
By Justin.
Yep. The whiskey was then finished in 60-gallon used French oak port casks. The mash is 100% malted rye, fermented for 4 days, and then double distilled in copper pot stills. On this one was the one that was really speaking to me because it's everything that the straight rye was, but that port note is just coming through so strong, but not, again, not overpowering, not covering up. It's just boosting the whiskey up. I get that little bit of grapiness, that little bit of raisin. I get a little bit of cherry.
It's more raisin than cherry for me.
Yeah, on raisin and plum.
Milk, chocolate, and raisins.
Yeah, milk, chocolate. And actually on the exhale, I almost get almost a menthol on the exhale.
That'd be retro nasal, Bob.
Yeah. It's so well done. I think the fact that it was French oak also helped as well with the port casks. I think if it was just regular American oak port cask, it might be a little bit different, but
the French oak brings less vanilla and more spice.
Yeah, exactly. And you're getting it on this because the spice is there. I mean, there's that spiciness in the background. Gosh, this one's really well done. I do enjoy a port cask finished whiskey. I mean, one of my all-time, you know, favorites is the Glenmorangie in the port cask, the Quinta Rubin. You know, so I lean a little toward a port finish, but this one was extremely well done. Again, not overpowered, just boosts the whiskey up, elevates it. You can still taste that malted rye whiskey through it. You know, real good. What did you think, Brent?
Yeah, the thing that gets me so far with these three expressions is that I've never heard of Old Patchouli before. And now I have to go out and find it, you know. So I think other people are going to, you know, take from this like, well, this is something we need to find. You know, this is something we need to try. Something different that we have to get into, you know, our regular rotation of whiskeys. But
It's not a regular whiskey. This is not bourbon.
Right. No. This is not bourbon.
This is not your single malt. This is a malted rye.
Right.
It's its own category.
Right. And the port for me was a little, I mean, it was well blended and everything, but I preferred the sherry over the port. But there's nothing wrong with this. Don't think that because there's...
Yeah, it's just that one's talking to you. Just, this right. one's
one,
talking
one,
to me.
One of them talked to me more than the other ones, and that was that one. But
it's the whiskey that's going in. It's the straight rye malted whiskey that's going in.
The base is amazing.
The base is fantastic.
I said that was my favorite, but the more I taste this port, I think I'm going more towards Bob's side.
Yes.
Yeah, I got the
raisin. Come to the dark side. You know, enjoy raisin, me, Skywalker.
A little bit of plum. I got a little bit of cloves on this one as well. Yeah. Besides your other,
that's from the French oak.
There's definitely a clove to it. You know, sort of that heavy clovey baking spice kind of note. But it's so well done.
What really impressed me is on the palate. It's that same. Starts out dry, but then it's mouthwatering.
Yeah.
It's mouthwatering and we want to have another sip.
Once that port finish kicks in, this would be amazing with food. Oh yeah,
Why aren't you feeding us, Bob?
A nice steak.
Feed us, Bob.
A nice feed me, Seymour. A nice steak would be good with this one. Of course, a nice steak would be good with anyone we've had today so far. Yeah. So it's a rough day here in the clubhouse, boys and girls. So we're going to be rating the Old Potrero sherry cask finish, straight rye whiskey, port cask finish, straight rye whiskey, a well-deserved 4 sips, guys.
It was well-deserved.
That's classified.
It's
their whole lineup is just
almost a five.
Yeah. I'm bordering on a five myself. Honestly, if we had lesser whiskeys in front of it, these would have been fives, bar none. You know, I mean, all three of them.
It's been a good day in the basement.
Yeah, it doesn't stink in the basement today. So let's go to our last whiskey. And against my better judgment, I'm going to ask Justin to tell us about that one.
All right. We're going to end up with Heaven's Door Bootleg Series 4. It's 11 years old. It's 55.58% alcohol by volume, or 111.16 proof. That's a lot of decibels, people. The fourth annual bootleg release, the Bootleg Series Volume 4, is a weeded bourbon aged for at least 11 years, finished in Islay Scotch casks.
And Isla.
Isla.
Isla. Come on, man. Eden. How long have you been doing this?
It's not Islay, like Brent would say.
Yeah, you almost got it right. There you go.
So
why put the letter in there if you don't want just to say it?
That's who knows?
People.
Can't make excuses for those Scottish people.
Bottled at 111 proof. The ceramic bottle for Bootleg 4 features a beautiful lighthouse in Maine. And it's involving the 2017 Bob Dylan from his Beaten Path collection, celebrating Dylan's well-traveled path across the USA. On the nose, it was like really nice and sweet. On the palate, I got Skittles, candy cane, and a little bit of peat. The finish was light. I thought it was pleasant and fun. What did you think, Harmy?
I think it's most words we've got out of Justin in about 5 years.
That's because you wrote them for him.
Is your name Harmeet, Bob? Bob? All right. Thanks, Justin. Thank you. The color, which you didn't mention, is a an old dark copper.
I don't see color, sir.
Let's get at her.
Yeah. It's a beautiful cherry and vanilla on the nose, but not the same as the Jack Daniels. More like candy, like you said, Skittles.
Oh, my.
Toffee. There's tons of red pepper and black pepper. And there's a hint of smoke. When I added water, the smoke and the sweetness came up. And it's just a beautiful light peat. You're just getting a hint of that cask.
Peaty Skittles.
It's medium bodied. But, you know, it starts light, but then it coats your palate. It's like, I think we were talking earlier, smoked candy. Yeah. You went to a candy shop, you got a handful of candy, put it in the smoker.
Yeah.
Smoked candy.
Yeah, it's a Jolly Ranchers out of a smoker.
Yeah. There you go.
So the one thing you need to do with this one is you have to add water.
Oh,
you need to put
absolutely.
It on a cube. If you don't add
this one was tight when we opened it, and all of us were kind of disappointed until we all added water. Right. And everybody.
It was just muted.
Yeah, it was muted. Yeah. It was like, you can see that it's there, but it's just not coming through. The and water then just a few drops.
Amped this up like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah. In fact, the other thing is that on the finish, it dries. It dries my mouth out on the finish. Mm. And, you know, it's kind of like a dry.
Very tannic.
Yeah, exactly. So you get that. But yeah, the cherry, the vanilla, the toffee, the smoke. The smoke is light enough that it's very tolerable and stuff. But the one thing they haven't mentioned so far is the packaging on this.
It's just
amazing. Yeah. I mean, the packaging in itself.
It comes in a ceramic bottle with an original painting by Bob Dylan on it. This particular bootleg release, it's a seaside with a lighthouse and everything. And it comes in this leather binder with a.
It looks like something you put on a bookshelf in your library.
Yeah.
The finest Corinthian leather.
So.
I know my own needs. And what I need from an automobile, I know I get from this new Cordova.
Come on. You remember this.
Wait. Cordova's workmanship.
Where's the leather?
Of its appearance. I request nothing beyond the thickly cushioned luxury of seats available even in soft Corinthian leather.
You played the long version. I like that.
Yeah, I want the whole thing, man.
But yeah, the packaging
on this. I miss him.
The packaging on this is just amazing. So, I mean, it's one that you're going to have and talk about.
It's a collectible.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's a collectible, but what's inside, it's pretty damn good, too.
Right,
so,
right.
Know. It's again, I agree with Brent. We all kind of looked at it and went, it's good, but it could be better. And then as soon as we put water in it, it just opened it up,
exploded. Yep.
And it's a Jolly Rancher and a smoker.
Yeah. Throw this over a big rock. You'll be happy.
The Isla cask is muted. Don't be scared by that Isla cask.
No, it's not. It's not a Lafroig up in your face. Brent's not wincing in pain, so you know that the smoke isn't that bad at all.
This is the second peated whiskey he's had today.
He's had two that were smoky, and he actually liked both of them. So it just goes
we've
to show
acculturated
you.
Him a little bit.
Mm. Well,
when you, it's not Octomore.
I put roofies in his drink, so Well, we're going to rate the Heaven's Door bootleg for 11-year-old a well-deserved four sips.
That's classified.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our co-host for joining us. Thank you, Brent.
Thanks for the fours. Thanks for the fives.
There you go.
It's a nice
Think
nice
about it. Nothing day. Today was below four. It's a good day.
It's a great day.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you. What a morning.
You know, everybody goes, you guys have great jobs. You get to drink. Yeah, we got to kiss a lot of frogs to get to the prince. Today we didn't. So. And thank you, Harm.
Bob, there were no frogs in the basement today. It's all princes. I would have preferred princesses, but you know, I'll take what I get. These were good.
Don't make fun of Prince. He wore high heels and could still take your girlfriend.
And beat me in basketball.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, for Sips, Suds, and Smokes, this is Made Man Bob. We thank you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey. Unfortunately, today, that wasn't a problem that we had.
So. We did not have that problem.
Shirts versus blouses.
Blouses. Game.
Oh, blouses. God. Going back to that Yoichi is a little bit in my glass.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.